The Concordant Literal New Testament, copyright 1983 by the Concordant Publishing Concern, the Book of Philippians. Chapter 1, Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, together with the supervisors and servants, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I am thanking my God at every remembrance of you, always in every petition of mine for you all, making the petition with joy for your contribution to the evangel from the first day until now, having this same confidence that he who undertakes a good work among you will be performing it until the day of Jesus Christ, according as it is just for me to be disposed in this way over you all, because you, having me in heart, both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the evangel, you all are joint participants with me of grace. For God is my witness how I am longing for you all in the compassions of Christ Jesus. In this I am praying that your love may be superabounding still more and more in realization and all sensibility, for you to be testing what things are of consequence, that you may be sincere and no stumbling block for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that is through Jesus Christ for the glory and laud of God. Now I am intending you to know, brethren, that my affairs have rather come to be for the progress of the evangel, so that my bonds in Christ become apparent in the whole praetorium and to all the rest. And the majority of the brethren, having confidence in the Lord as to my bonds, are more exceedingly daring to speak the word of God fearlessly. Some indeed are even heralding Christ because of envy and strife, yet some because of delight also. These indeed of love, having perceived that I am located for the defense of the evangel, yet those are announcing Christ out of faction, not purely, surmising to rouse affliction in my bonds. What then? Moreover, seeing that, by every method, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is being announced, I am rejoicing in this also, and will be rejoicing nevertheless. For I am aware that for me, this will be eventuating in salvation through your petition and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, in accord with my premonition and expectation, that in nothing shall I be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. For to me to be living is Christ, and to be dying, gain. Now if it is to be living in flesh, this to me means fruit from work, and what I shall be preferring I am not making known. Yet I am being pressed out of the two, having a yearning for the solution, and to be together with Christ. For it, rather, is much better. Yet to be staying in the flesh is more necessary because of you. And having this confidence, I am aware that I shall be remaining and shall be abiding with you all for your progress and joy of faith, that your glorying may be superabounding in Christ Jesus in me through my presence with you again. Only be citizens walking worthily of the evangel of Christ, that whether coming and making your acquaintance or being absent, I should be hearing of your concerns, that you are standing firm in one spirit, one soul, competing together in the faith of the evangel, and not being startled by those who are opposing in anything, which is to them a proof of destruction, yet of your salvation, and this from God, for to you it is graciously granted, for Christ's sake, not only to be believing on him, but to be suffering for his sake also, having the same struggle such as you are perceiving in me, and now are hearing to be in me. Chapter 2. If then there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any communion of spirit, if any compassion and pity, fill my joy full, that you may be mutually disposed, having mutual love, joined in soul, being disposed to one thing, nothing according with faction, nor yet according with vainglory, but with humility, deeming one another superior to oneself, not each noting that which is his own, but each that of others also. For let this disposition be in you, which is in Christ Jesus also, who being inherently in the form of God, deems it not pillaging to be equal with God, nevertheless empties himself, taking the form of a slave, coming to be in the likeness of humanity, and being found in fashion as a human, he humbles himself, becoming obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore also God highly exalts him, and graces him with the name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should be bowing, celestial and terrestrial and subterranean, and every tongue should be acclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord, for the glory of God the Father. So that, my beloved, according as you always obey, not as in my presence only, but now much rather in my absence, with fear and trembling, be carrying your own salvation into effect. For it is God who is operating in you, to will as well as to work for the sake of his delight. All be doing without murmurings and reasonings, that you may become blameless and artless, children of God, flawless in the midst of a generation crooked and perverse, among whom you are appearing as luminaries in the world, having on the word of life, for my glorying in the day of Christ, that I did not run for naught, neither that I toil for naught. But even if I am a libation on the sacrifice and ministration of your faith, I am rejoicing myself and rejoicing together with you all. Now to be mutual, you also be rejoicing, and be rejoicing together with me. Now I am expecting, in the Lord Jesus, to send Timothy to you quickly, that I also may be of good cheer when I know of your concerns. For I have no one equally sensitive who will be so genuinely solicitous of your concerns, for all are seeking that which is their own, not that which is Christ Jesus. Now you know his testedness, that as a child with a father, he slaves with me for the evangel. This one indeed, then, I am expecting to send as ever I may be perceiving my course from the things about me forthwith. Yet I have confidence in the Lord that I myself shall also be coming quickly. Now I deem it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier, yet your apostle and minister for my need, since in fact he was longing for you all and depressed because you hear that he is infirm. For he is infirm also, very nigh death, but God is merciful to him, yet not to him only, but to me also, lest I should be having sorrow on sorrow. The more diligently then I send him, that seeing him again, you may be rejoicing, and I may be more sorrow-free. Receive him then in the Lord with all joy, and have such an honor, seeing that because of the work of the Lord, he draws near unto death, risking his soul that he should fill up your want of ministration toward me. Chapter 3. For the rest, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To be writing the same to you is not indeed irksome for me, yet it is your security. Beware of curs, beware of evil workers. Beware of the maimcision, for we are the circumcision who are offering divine service in the Spirit of God, and are glorying in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in flesh. And am even I having confidence in flesh also? If any other one is presuming to have confidence in flesh, I rather, in circumcision the eighth day, of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in relation to law, a Pharisee, in relation to zeal, persecuting the ecclesia, in relation to the righteousness which is in law, becoming blameless. But things which were gained to me, these I have deemed a forfeit because of Christ. But to be sure, I am also deeming all to be a forfeit because of the superiority of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, because of whom I forfeited all, and am deeming it to be refused, that I should be gaining Christ and may be found in him, not having my righteousness, which is of law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is from God for faith, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, conforming to his death, if somehow I should be attaining to the resurrection that is out from among the dead. Not that I already obtained or am already perfected. Yet I am pursuing, if I may be grasping also, that for which I was grasped also by Christ Jesus. Brethren, not as yet am I reckoning myself to have grasped, yet one thing forgetting, indeed, those things which are behind, yet stretching out to those in front toward the goal, am I pursuing for the prize of God's calling above in Christ Jesus. Whoever, then, are mature, may be disposed to this, and if in anything you are differently disposed, this also shall God reveal to you. Moreover, in what we outstrip others, there is to be a mutual disposition to be observing the elements by the same rule. Become imitators together of me, brethren, and be noting those who are walking thus, according as you have us for a model, for many are walking, of whom I often told you, yet now am lamenting also as I tell it, who are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose consummation is destruction, whose God is their bowels, and whose glory is in their shame, who to the terrestrial are disposed. For our realm is inherent in the heavens, out of which we are awaiting a Savior also, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transfigure the body of our humiliation to conform it to the body of his glory, in accord with the operation which enables him even to subject all to himself. Chapter 4. So that, my brethren, beloved and longed for, my joy and wreath, be standing firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. I am entreating Euodia, and I am entreating Syntyche, to be mutually disposed in the Lord. Yes, I am asking you also, genuine yoke fellow, be aiding them, these women who compete together with me in the evangel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the scroll of life. Be rejoicing in the Lord always. Again, I will declare, be rejoicing. Let your lenience be known to all men. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, that is superior to every frame of mind, shall be garrisoning your hearts and your apprehensions in Christ Jesus. For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is grave, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is agreeable, whatever is renowned, if there is any virtue, and if any applause, be taking these into account. What you learned also and accepted and hear and perceived in me, these be putting into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Now I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that at length, for once your disposition toward me blossomed, to which you were disposed also, yet you lacked occasion. Not that I am hinting at a want, for I learned to be content in that in which I am. I am aware what it is to be humbled as well as aware what it is to be superabounding. In everything and among all am I initiated, to be satisfied as well as to be hungering, to be superabounding as well as to be in want. For all am I strong in him who is invigorating me, Christ. Moreover, you do ideally in your joint contribution in my affliction. Now you Philippians also are aware that, in the beginning of the evangel, when I came out from Macedonia, not one ecclesia participates with me in the matter of giving and getting, except you only, for in Thessalonica also you send once and twice to my need. Not that I am seeking for a gift, but I am seeking for fruit that is increasing for your account. Now I am collecting all and am superabounding. I have been filled full, receiving from Epaphroditus the things from you, an odor fragrant, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Now my God shall be filling your every need in accord with his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory for the eons of the eons. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. Greeting you are the brethren with me. Greeting you are all the saints, yet especially those of Caesar's house. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.